Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
On July 14, 2016, then-Secretary of the Navy Ray Mabus signed a notification indicating he intended to name a planned Military Sealift Command Fleet Oiler, USNS, U.S. Naval Ship Harvey Milk. The ship would be the second of the John Lewis-class oilers being built by General Dynamics in San Diego. Mabus said the John Lewis-class ships would be named after civil rights leaders. In a statement given to the U.S. Naval Institute, Mabus said the ship, Harvey Milk ship, quote, will, for decades to come, serve as a visible legacy of Harvey Milk's committed service to his nation, both as a sailor and as an activist, unquote. So, this Harvey Milk guy must be a great hero. I mean, 2 years prior to this, the U.S. Postal Service named a stamp after him. But just who is or who was Harvey Milk? My guest today is Peter LaBarbera. He's president of the Chicago area-based Americans for Truth About Homosexuality. Thanks, Peter, for being with us.
Hi, Diane. Thank you for the opportunity.
So what do you guys do in the great city of Chicago? What's your all's mission there at AFTA?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I had trouble hearing you for a second.
Okay.
We're basically about providing information that the mainstream media and Hollywood and the elites in this country who are radically pro-homosexual and pro-transgender don't provide anymore. And we've seen the bias coverage on Trump. We've seen that the media has become part of the Democratic Party, practically. But even longer than that, it seems, the media has been part and parcel of the radical LGBTQ movement. And that means that they have to cover up information that's not convenient to the gay, trans movement, and they have to push myths. And one of them, of course, is about this Harvey Milk.
But, so we have the post office, name a stamp after him, and now we have the Navy doing this. Of course, it was under Obama's administration that this all began back in 2016. What do you think the underlying reason for this, the construction of this ship, which obviously is more prominent than a stamp, what do you think the underlying reason for this is?
Well, I think the bottom line is the gay movement, so-called, wants to lift up its heroes as the left tears down other historical figures. I mean, isn't it amazing, Diane, that if this country is tearing down statues or the leftists want to remove statues of people like Robert E. Lee, and yet they want to create new heroes based on misinformation of people like Harvey Milk. They're selling Milk as a civil rights hero. But he was a very troubled man, a radical homosexual activist. He, as we'll talk about, he had a sexual thing for younger men, if not underage boys. Actually, he did have a relationship with an underage boy when he was a man in his 30s. I mean, this is a very troubling thing that the left in this country and the mainstream of liberalism is now lifting up this radical and very mean-spirited homosexual activist as a quote-unquote civil rights hero.
Yeah, to begin with, he broke the law by serving in the Navy in the 50s. That was against the law for homosexuals to serve in the Navy. So he broke the law there. And as you mentioned, this was a 16-year-old from New York that was befriended by Milk and brought back to San Francisco to live with Milk as his lover. His name.
I'm not sure if, Diane, on that point, I'm not sure if he went to San Francisco with the boy. I think he had the relationship with the boy whose name was Jack Galen McKinley.
Right.
In New York.
Okay.
Now, I'm assuming that the age of consent in New York, of course, there was a sodomy law.
Right.
So that alone would be illegal. But the age of consent, I'm assuming, was 18. Now, the homosexual activists are trying to say that McKinley was 17. Milk was, I believe, 33.
He was in his 30s,
so,
yeah.
We're talking about a man who is almost double the age, or possibly was double the age, of an underage boy. That's statutory rape. And yet, that's an inconvenient fact that is not brought out. And also on the point of the sailor, Diane, in a book that's really a hagiography, it's not really an impartial biography by a homosexual activist writer named Randy Schiltz, he reveals that Milk was seducing sailors when he was in the Navy. When sailors were on leave, I believe it was on the West Coast, he was seducing them into his bed under the pretense of having a roof over their head. These were sailors who were on leave rather than sleep in, say, a gym.
Right.
He was seducing them to come back to his apartment under the guise of, hey, you want to be in a real bed, but he was actually wanting to seduce them into homosexual perversion. So how ironic that the Navy is now elevating this guy who had a perversion problem, who had a predatory, obviously a predation problem, and he was also an extremely radical homosexual activist who compared Christians like Anita Bryant to Nazis. This was not a good man. He is not a hero. He is certainly not a civil rights hero.
Yeah. And eventually the 16 or 17-year-old Jack McKinley, he became, once he was rejected because he got older and was not as liking, I'll put it like that, to Harvey Milk. Harvey Milk kicked him out, basically, and McKinley became suicidal, and Harvey Milk's response was, tell him not to make a mess.
It's just creepy, and I believe he's not the, there was another lover of Harvey Milk who committed suicide, a guy named Jack Lira. That was in San Francisco, if I'm not mistaken. And so this is a guy with a very dubious, from what we know, by the way, from largely pro-gay sources, this is a guy with a very creepy past, and his politics were also creepy. And here's a fact about Harvey Milk, which I think is a really sad fact, Diane. He was evidently, the evidence, according to this pro-gay biography by Randy Schultz, who was a writer for the San Francisco Chronicle, Harvey Milk was the victim of child molestation when he was a boy. And then he went on to engage in these predatory relationships with younger, you know, teen boys, or at least one, Jack Galen McKinley. So, as we've seen this time and again, the victims of pedophilia sometimes go on to become predatory in a sexual way themselves.
Yeah. But didn't you just read a book or an article about from Lillian Faderman?
Yeah, there's one of his biographers is Lillian Faderman. She's a lesbian, and she's, you know, this is not a mainstream, this is I guess the left would say it's mainstream, but this is there's a conflict of interest if you're a homosexual activist writing a history of the gay movement. She wrote a book called The Gay Revolution.
Okay.
And she also wrote a biography of Harvey Milk. What's somewhat troubling of the accounts I've read by Lillian Faderman, again, an open lesbian, sympathetic to Milk, is that what I just described, when he was a victim of child molesters, his mother
was
a free spirit, apparently, and she was naive enough to send her boy, I think when he was a very young teenager, right, Diane? She let Harvey Milk go to the theater alone, took the train into New York to go to the theater, and there were homosexual men there who were cruising, which is a homosexual term for seeking sexual partners, in the theater, and it is very evident from both the Schultz biography and Lillian Faderman that Harvey Milk himself, as a boy, was likely molested by these older homosexual men.
Okay.
Now, what's really shocking is that Faderman, in her biographies, both the Gay Revolution book and her biography explicitly about Harvey Milk, implies or states that basically he knew he was already homosexual when he was this young boy. Hmm. And so she does not describe in an objective way how he was the victim of these child molesters.
He was just
these
living
men, these homosexual men who were seducing a boy into sex. She covers for that by saying, making it sound like Harvey had already known about his homosexual orientation. How she knows that, I don't know. Is she reaching back like God and knowing his heart and his mind when he was a boy? I mean, this is ridiculous, but this is how the homosexual movement
covers for the
child molesters within their ranks.
So she's just picturing it as a fulfillment of his destiny.
Yeah. It's sort of like, I hate to say it, but this is true. This is what NAMBLA, the North American Man-Boy Love Association, the notorious pederasty group, Diane, this is the line that they use. In other words, the boy knows he wants sex with the man. Therefore, if a man has a sexual relationship, as they call it, we would call it a relationship, but if a man has sex with a boy, it's not necessarily child molestation because perhaps the boy knows he is homosexual.
This is the line
that she's using in her book.
Yeah.
Without naming NAMBLA, it's the same thing.
Same line.
And we don't do that with Harvey Weinstein. We don't do that when a man commits statutory rape, pedophilia with a girl.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't do it when a man does it to a boy.
Absolutely not. She may well have read some of NAMBLA's publications.
Well, she has it in her interest, as the whole gay movement does, of course, Diane, to not admit that there is a pedophilia problem, including a sort of a way of rationalizing pedophilia mm-hmm. within the gay political movement.
Yeah, wow. And, you know, as I've read a couple articles from the news news agency of the U.S. Naval Institute, and from the comments after those two articles I've read, which involved the naming of the ship after Harvey Milk, it was not well received by the
That's exactly what I would expect, yeah. And this is another example of... I don't know if you want to call it the swamp or elitist liberals, which are shockingly everywhere in mm-hmm. government, even areas where you'd think would be more conservative. Yeah. I mean, this is a Obama policy. I don't know why Trump is continuing it. Yeah. I think Trump should stop it. I think that when the word gets out that we're actually honoring the Navy, of all places, is honoring a homosexual activist who was evidently a statutory rapist. He took this hustler boy, and it's shocking about this boy. He was, you know, he ran away to New York City and became a hustler, which mm-hmm. is basically a boy prostitute, that he took this kid in and did a, quote, gay marriage with him and had a quote-unquote marriage mm-hmm. between a 33-year-old man and a 16- or 17-year-old boy. Why would we want to name a ship.
Yeah.
After
well,
that
San
man.
Francisco politicians have been pushing this for several years, and they finally got their way with Obama's Navy secretary. Their way in naming the ship after Harvey Milk. I mean, San Francisco politicians have been pushing for this for a number of years.
Well, why is Trump continuing?
He may
it?
Well
not
know.
We
there's so
stop.
Much. There's so much going on, you know, in government. So many different facets. He may well not even know what's going on.
Right.
I mean, I'll give him.
And
the
that's our job.
Of
we have to let him know because pedophilia is wrong. Sex between men and underage boys is wrong. And as far as I think, you know, that alone should disqualify Harvey Milk.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, it makes, so, you know, he's being pictured, being painted as a civil rights leader. That's why they're putting this ship or having his name placed on this oiler that's part of the John Lewis class of ships, because John Lewis was a nonviolent civil rights leader, so all his ships, all the ships in that class, are going to be oilers because they are not weaponized. They don't, you know, they just oil the other ships. I don't know, but they don't have weapons on them. So that's why Harvey Milk, who was a nonviolent, quote unquote, nonviolent civil rights leader, that's why he's in that class of under that class of ships.
Right.
But as you're saying, he's not a civil rights leader. He was, I don't know if he was the first or one of the first anyway.
One of the first.
Yeah, open homosexuals who was elected to public office. He was elected to the San Francisco City Council, and he was shot along with the mayor by a disgruntled former employee. We never talk about the mayor. They always talk about, you know, Harvey Milk was assassinated, and they make it appear as if he was killed because of the sexual activity in which he engaged, you know, because he was a homosexual. But that's
and it was also because he happened to be in the city offices when this guy went over
wrong
to shoot the mayor.
Wrong time. Yeah.
But I mean, his life's work, what he championed was coming out, which is the homosexual activist movement strategy of everybody announcing their homosexuality so that it makes it more respectable, mm-hmm. it makes it seem more common. And they knew, and they were right about this, that once people know somebody who's openly homosexual and proudly so, I suppose mm-hmm. you would say, it makes it less likely for people to oppose
Speak
that
against,
movement.
Yeah.
But making homosexuality more open and accepted is not civil rights work. That's leftist social work.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Yeah.
He paved the way, and I mean, he was a very successful man at this.
Mm-hmm.
He paved the way for out and proud homosexuality, and of course now we're seeing out and proud transsexuality, out and proud pansexuality. Mm-hmm. Name your perversion, it's out and proud.
Yeah.
But he was also, I mean, there's just so many things about Harvey Milk. He was a devious man in his politics. Do you know what one thing he did, Diane, is here's a guy who was actually molested when he was a boy
mm-hmm.
by homosexual men
mm-hmm.
at the theater. Remember, New York, where his mother goes, hey, yeah, Harvey, you can go down to the theater.
Of course,
any mother
then,
who does that.
Back then it was a more trusting generation because it wasn't at least out in the open. There wasn't all this perversion that was evidence. So you know, she probably thought, well, you know, what's the big deal? I don't know. You know, I don't get into her mind, but that's my thought.
I would still say in retrospect, because there was a large homosexual, it was not as open today, of course,
mm-hmm.
but there was a huge already homosexual movement in New York.
Yeah.
So I think she still was naive.
That's true.
But
that's true.
In his politics, as I was saying before, Diane, I think he accused Anita Bryant of being a child molester.
What?
Because, you know, he was saying, you're harming these kids who just want to come out as gay. You're the one who's molesting them.
Oh, my
now,
goodness.
That alone would be a scandalous charge. But the very fact that this guy, who himself was victimized mm-hmm. by homosexuals mm-hmm. as a boy, and right. then who went on to engage in predatory behavior with underage boys, or at least Jack Galen McKinley, right. we know of one, to go ahead and then charge social conservative Christians with being child molesters mm-hmm. is just, it's evil. And
yeah.
so his politics were all messed up. It was anything he had to do to hurt the reputation of Christian advocates like Anita Bryant mm-hmm. back in the day. And that also presaged what we see today, which is homosexual activists charging their opponents
yep.
with hatred
mm-hmm.
and phobias
yeah.
and bigotry and
yeah.
all these loaded words, which they use to demonize mm-hmm. Christians, anybody who simply disagrees morally with homosexuality.
Yeah, that's you're absolutely right about that. And it didn't Harvey Milk also, I mean, he claimed to be a pedophile. It's not something that's a word that actually has come out of his mouth in describing himself. Wasn't that well known?
I'm not sure about that, but he tried to turn it around on Anita Bryant, but what he didn't, and this was during a political debate over something called the Briggs Initiative, which would have banned openly homosexual teachers
okay.
in California. But he basically turned the tables on Anita Bryant by accusing her of, mm-hmm. you know, you're the molester.
Molester, yeah.
Which, you know, but Diane, another thing about him, I mean, it's fascinating how much deviance was wound up in this troubled man.
Mm-hmm.
He had a little Jussie Smollett in him. Because another thing Schiltz reveals in his book is that there was an alleged brick attack against Harvey Milk. Had a very famous, you know, it became famous because he was an activist. He had a camera shop
mm-hmm.
in the Castro district of San Francisco, which was the openly homosexual district in San Francisco. And he was really the first man to mobilize homosexuals to win that seat on the San Francisco City Council.
Oh, wow.
Diane, you know what he did? There was a brick thrown at his camera shop, and Schiltz implies pretty clearly in the book about Harvey Milk, this is Randy Schiltz, the openly mm-hmm. homosexual reporter for the San Francisco
right.
Chronicle, implies that may have been a staged attack
oh, wow.
against Harvey Milk's own thing, which
shop,
of course
yeah.
is what Jussie Smollett did in
oh,
Chicago.
Yeah. And
he staged a hate crime, a quote-unquote anti-gay hate crime
right.
committed by MAGA hat-wearing mm-hmm. Trump activists mm-hmm. in Chicago.
That didn't exist.
It was all staged. And it looks like Harvey Milk may have done that as well.
Oh, my goodness. When they first talked about that Smollett situation, I thought, those guys are crazy wearing MAGA hats in Chicago. But anyway,
they were so crazy that it never happened.
Yeah, exactly. It didn't even exist.
So Harvey
yeah,
Milk
exactly.
was, so now we know he's a victim of pedophiles. It looks to me like he was a statutory rapist. I have not gone back and examined mm-hmm. the sodomy law and the age of consent law in New York, but that, I mean, let's face it, he was 33 years old having
right.
a sexual relationship, live-in sexual relationship with an underage boy.
Right.
He was dastardly in his politics and wicked,
mm-hmm.
accusing Christians of being pedophiles and the equivalent of Adolf Hitler.
Yeah.
He likely or possibly staged a fake hate crime against himself.
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, he qualifies for the leftist definition of civil rights leader, I guess.
Right, but the problem in America is leftist heroes are becoming American heroes.
Yeah,
this is what they're teaching the kids. There already is a Harvey Milk Day in San Francisco, in California schools. I think they actually celebrate Harvey Milk Day,
if I'm not mistaken.
Does that sound right to you?
I'm pretty sure that they do. And plus, there's so many school districts, so many states. I mean, New Jersey, I think, was the most recent one that is actually incorporating LGBT history lessons into the curriculum.
Illinois as well.
Illinois
just passed that last year.
Yeah, New Jersey
did. And it was signed into law.
Yeah.
So, yes, you better believe that the left is going to offer up a one-sided picture mm-hmm. of Harvey Milk as the happy, very entertaining, funny civil rights hero who helped make gays acceptable in the United States. That's how he's going to be sold. We're not going to learn anything about these troubling aspects. And to me, the most troubling part about that is he's all about sexuality. This is the sexual mm-hmm. arena we're in, and yet we're not going to learn about his awful sexual misdeeds.
Yeah.
His incredible promiscuity, that's another thing one of his biographers who really loved him, you know, all the biographies about Harvey Milk, of course, are written by pro-Harvey
mm-hmm.
Milk people, because that's how it is in this country on the gay issue.
They're
all the whole history is written by gay activists. But he was one another biography, which is more of an archive biography, reveals that he was comes out and says he was a very promiscuous man. The kids aren't going to learn any of that, and so they're getting basically propaganda.
Exactly, and they're not going to learn anything about the dangers of engaging in that lifestyle either. That will be absolutely not talked about. So we are encouraging folks to contact President Trump and ask him, to begin with, tell him who Harvey Milk was. It was not the civil rights leader that the former Secretary of the Navy said he was. So we're asking folks to contact the president and inform him as to who Harvey Milk was, and ask him to put a stop to the naming of this ship. They already started constructing the oiler back in December, but I would think there could be a renaming of the ship rather than Harvey Milk, you know, once the president knew.
Yes, President Trump is a patriot. He loves this country. He loves the armed forces.
Absolutely.
Why would he want to dishonor the Navy and the armed forces and military men and naval men and naval women and soldiers and seamen? And why would he want to dishonor America by naming a ship after a revealed pederast? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what you are. If you're a man and you have a relationship with a sexual relationship with an underage boy, you are a statutory rapist.
Yeah.
And it appears from the pro-gay Harvey Milk, pro-Harvey Milk histories, that's what he was.
Yeah. Folks can contact the president by going to whitehouse.gov/contact, and there's a contact form. You also can contact your congressman at 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121, and ask them to reconsider this. If your congressman is a Democrat, you're wasting your time. But possibly the Republicans would listen. We would hope so. So how can folks contact you, Peter?
Oh, yeah, they can just go to Americans for Truth, all written out, AmericansFORTruth.org. And we are going to have a Harvey Milk Project in the sense that we will educate people as much as we can on the reality of this man's life.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah, need somebody to take up that job, so I'm glad you guys are doing that. Okay, that's AmericansForTruth.com, all spelled out.
Or .org, either one.
AmericansForTruth.com or .org, and that's all spelled out, F-O-R. So thanks so much, Peter, for being with us and giving us some insight into who Harvey Milk really was.
Well, thanks, Diane, for all you do. Pennsylvania is much better because you're active there.
Well, trying to keep things straight. Hey, you take care.
Okay, thanks. God bless.
Okay, God bless you too. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.